Father's Day is coming up. And look, let's face it. Most men are fathers. That's just it. Like, everybody's just banging it out and having babies, right? Right, Ryan?
Thomas is going to be one soon, right,
Oh, no.
Pardon?
I don't know why I would say something like that to you.
I mean, Johnny says every man's a father.
I said most dudes are dads.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thomas said that he had a baby yesterday.
Oh, big old poo-poo.
Guys.
What?
Largo.
No.
He's outside.
No, he's not.
I'm looking right at him, bro.
You're messing with us right now.
I am looking.
Hold on.
Dude, that's breaking news. If that's real, that's
for real, bro.
Now, another 102.5 The Bone Real Raw Sports Update.
She just went out to go confirm.
She's a brave woman.
You're messing around, right?
I'm not messing around. He's outside.
How's he still got a job?
She's waving him into the...
No, she ain't. No, she's not.
She's bringing him into the studio.
Oh, my God, he's alive!
Yeah!
He's alive!
Hey, buddy.
Yeah! Oh, thank God. Oh, so scared.
Oh, pull that mic down, buddy.
This is big news. This is big news, guys. We're very scared. Hope this doesn't get in my trouble. Bob, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Oh, we were very concerned about you. And I don't know if you want to divulge what happened last night, but I saw you on my way in last night and we did our normal greeting.
I fell asleep.
Okay, but I saw you and I said, "How you doing, Bob?" And you said, "Not so good." And I was like, "Uh-oh, what's wrong with Bob? How can I help Bob? Does he need a hug? What does he need? I'll go get him a sandwich."
Well,
what?
This way.
Yeah. You're tired.
The girl that I've been...
Oh, yeah, Nigerian?
Yeah.
Yeah? Did she show up?
Blew up last night.
Oh!
I blew up tonight.
Oh! So that's what you were mentally just over this chick. Natalia is her name?
Natasha.
Yeah, Natasha. Potato. So you just got tired of Natasha.
Her crap.
Absolutely, buddy. And you should have. You know what I mean? You're no sucker.
No, she's $3,200 into me.
What?
What?
No!
$3,200.
Bob. Oh. $3,200. Man, I would have fell asleep in the plant, too. Now.
And the thing is, she's still asking for $900.
Dude, you need to forward me her stuff. Let me talk to her. We can flip the script on her, Bob. We'll make her content for this radio show, and then we'll sick all the b-holes on her. And she'll wish she never, ever contacted our guy, Bob.
Did she, have you talked to her on the phone at all?
Only text.
Only text, yeah.
No phone calls.
Nope.
Isn't that a red flag?
She's okay.
I tried to call her phone.
Get right up on the mic, Bob.
Yeah, get up on
the mic. Let the b-holes hear you. There you go.
Like at the plant.
I tried to call her phone.
Oh, no.
All right.
Yeah.
No answer.
If you had to guess what she really looks like, what would you say?
I can show you a picture.
No. Like
no. Who she really is? Because she's not who she says she is.
Yeah, I can show you a picture.
Honestly,
of what I want you to think.
Honestly,
I look like.
People that work here and downstairs.
Oh.
Myself, I don't know what a fish cat is.
Oh, it's a catfish.
A fish cat.
All right, let me explain what a catfish is. Fish cat, catfish. Same
catfish
thing.
Is good eating.
Catfish, well, not saltwater catfish. They're gross.
That's true, yeah.
You throw those back. Catfish, definition of a catfish, Urban Dictionary. Yeah, got it. All right. The definition of a catfish, Bob, is someone who pretends to be someone they're not using Facebook or other social media to create false identities, particularly to pursue a deceptive online romance so that they can get something like money or just to play with your head. Sometimes they do it just for their own
attention,
self-gratification.
Yeah,
you'll have some big fat loser and then they'll pretend like they're some skinny pretty person and then they'll friend some other fat loser and then the other fat loser's like, "What? This hot chick wants me?" But really the hot chick doesn't. It's just his fat loser friend that's just effing around with him. But this, I think... Your Natasha is definitely...
Natalia.
Natasha.
Nah, whatever. This broad, I think, I'm positive, is just a scam artist out to take advantage of a nice guy. And that's what you are. You're a nice guy. That's who they prey upon. They don't prey on jerks. They don't prey on buttholes. They prey on nice guys like you, Bob. And that's what infuriates us here on the show, is because we see you working your ass off every day, and you have the best attitude. You work so hard, you had to sleep in a plant, for God's sakes. And this person's over here robbing you out of your hard-earned money. I want to fly to Nigeria. I really do. Although they probably live in Georgia.
I can't leave the state, though.
No, you can't leave the state?
No.
All right. Well,
why not?
Oh, boy. Just because it's a long way to go.
You what?
I'm a felon.
You're a felon?
Oh, man.
What'd you do?
So scared. He's right next to your kid.
What did I do?
Oh, get right up on the mic. This is it. Hold on. Wait, don't say it yet.
Now,
oh, man.
Another 102.5 The Bone Real Raw
Felons
Update.
If it's real bad, you don't have to say, Bob.
No, you can tell us.
I'm not ashamed.
Did you kill?
Okay,
Did you kill somebody?
No.
Oh, thank God. No, oh, boy.
I was on 495.
495. That's a highway.
Yes.
Okay.
In Massachusetts.
Oh yeah, I've heard of it. Yes. Gateway to Connecticut.
Posterior.
You what? Hold on. What?
It's something about posterior.
I was with another guy.
Yeah.
Holding a rest area.
Yeah.
And
rest area.
Yes.
We were doing crack.
Oh boy. We've been there. You know what I mean?
Like, I mean, I haven't, but
whatever.
I know people.
You haven't lived. You know?
Yeah, I know. Rob Ford has. He's dead, but you know.
I'm actually pulled up, and that was it.
Was it worth it?
No. Actually, no.
No? But was the crack was good?
It cost me my
freedom?
Marriage.
Your marriage?
How long were you put away for?
I only did 4 months.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah, not bad.
Yeah.
But I was looking at 3 to 5.
Three to five months or years?
Years. That's not good.
Oh, okay.
Not
you
good
got out on good behavior?
I have less than a half a gram.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
That's
I don't know if that's a lot of crack.
No, it's a little bit of crack.
That's a little bit of crack?
Yeah. He's going to show you. He's had some on him.
Did you do it again?
No, don't do crack. Crack is whack. Everybody relapses, Anna. I had a donut yesterday.
That's true.
Yes
yeah.
and no.
I mean, that's
yes
the same
and
thing.
No. Okay, that makes sense. Thank you for answering.
Bob, we appreciate you opening up to us like this, dude. This is crazy.
What else have you done?
Come on, Anna.
Why? Why did this?
Come on.
Hey, I love
He's
my...
not ashamed. He's not ashamed.
I love my smoke.
You love your smoke?
Look.
I love my smoke.
There is nothing bad about the
smoking meth.
No,
not meth. Just crack.
The devil's
crack.
Cabbage.
Okay.
Weed.
I'm not saying smoke. I'm
weed. Weed.
Oh, weed.
Yeah.
Also known as flocka.
No, weed.
I'd rather do the weed than
yeah. Absolutely.
Bath salts. You know, you smoke bath salts.
Absolutely. So last night, we were really scared. Like, I was really worried about you because a picture came
emerged.
Out, emerged of your feet sticking out of the plant. And I was like, oh, no, because I talked to you and you kind of looked distraught. And I was afraid that I left you there to die instead of doing the right thing and helping you out.
I'm still kicking.
Yeah, you look better than ever, dude. You just needed a nap. You work too hard. Can I ask you a question?
When you were tired and you needed to lay down, I've been there before. I needed to take a nap before. What made you decide to get in the plant?
Good question, Anna. I was going to ask the same thing.
In what plant?
Oh, you want to see a picture?
Yeah, show him where he was sleeping at. It's
what plant?
I'm just saying. This is
This was a photo that was taken by someone that was really concerned about you last night. See, as you can see, you are in the plants.
Yeah,
you can see from here, right?
Yeah, there it is. Get right up on it. There you go. Perfect. Yeah. That was you.
That's you.
That's your feet, man. That's crazy. You were all up in the plant.
Somebody was worried about you.
I thought maybe you dropped your contact
or
something.
Yeah, so, I mean, instead of taking a nap, I mean, there are plenty of chairs. There's even some couches all over the place. What made you decide to get in the plants to take a nap? Were you trying to hide from your boss?
No, well, you got to hide your whole body. Next time,
yes.
Next time you get...
Oh.
Yeah. Bob with the Woo. Dump. Bob got dumped. Bob got dumped. Oh, I love it.
Yes.
You can't say the S word, but he said he was S-faced. I kind of got that. That was good. Sometimes when you're S-faced, you got to sleep where sleep can happen.
Okay.
I like it. Well, Bob, thank you so much for coming in and giving us an update. People were concerned. My girlfriend, I told her what happened at the house, and she was like, "Oh my God, she's a nurse." She's like, I could have saved his life too if I was there.
Mouth to mouth.
May I ask, where is she at?
She's
at hospital.
Oh no, I can't tell you all that stuff. It's confidential stuff. She'll get fired and she'll kill me if I tell anybody.
My niece is a nurse.
Get out of here! What if your niece was really my girlfriend?
She's not.
She's too hot.
Did you bang your niece?
Jesus! No! No!
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.